I've just finished up with PHN. They were formerly known as Medicare Local. So I finished up with them. My last day was the 24th of December with them. So I actually start in a new position at Headspace. At PHN, I was actually in an outreach workers role for, I think there was 6 months there, and then 6 months formally in Medicare Local. But before that, I was a social emotional wellbeing counsellor at our local AMS. So I've sort of been in and out of the counselling roles within work, I suppose, but in community, I've always been honoured and privileged in being in that space of healing, I suppose, and I am really looking forward to starting the new role of social and emotional wellbeing therapist at Headspace.
Yeah, and I mean, I want to talk a bit more about your journey. So do you specialise in working with young people?
That's not my specialty. I've worked with families in the past. I used to work at QIFLS, which is Queensland Indigenous Family Violence Legal Service. I was dealing with clients that were dealing with family and domestic violence and sexual assault, victims of crime. That was my role there. But then with the SCWB counselling role at our local AMS, that we worked with stolen generations. And especially when we have a community not far from Rockhampton, Warrabinda, I've had a lot to do with Wurri in terms of providing that support out there, and I suppose being honoured and privileged and actually being asked to support other services and other workers out there in that healing space.
Yeah, and what inspired you to take up the practice of narrative therapy? What was it for you that made you, you know, when you made that decision to take that course as part of your journey?
For me, I first was involved in that narrative therapy space was way back when I was working at QIFLS. That was when I first done my first lot of study in narrative therapy, and that was at Nunkawarrin Yunti in South Australia. So that was through those guys. But I found it fascinating, and I found that it was something that fitted with me, and I was comfortable in working in that space and actually utilising those skills and techniques, especially working with our mob. And I suppose when you look at the history of our mob, I mean, we've been doing storytelling for many years, so it really fitted really well, and I felt really comfortable with it. So I've dabbled in narrative therapy way back then, and then myself and my manager at the time were asked by a colleague of ours, Troy Holland. He's a local psychologist here in Rockhampton, and we've had multiple partnerships with him and his role in different working places in that healing space, I suppose, on projects like the healing camp that happened in Warrabinda, and then after that was the Taroom to Warrabinda walk.
Can I just ask you, when you're actually doing the training to learn the techniques and the practice, do you apply it to your own story as a way of learning narrative therapy? Does that come into it as far as you learning it about yourself first before you can actually go and work with other people?
Yeah, I suppose that for me, I'm on a healing journey myself. So when you sit back and you think about it, everybody's on a healing journey of their own, where life happens and people deal with so many things every day. And I suppose when being a counsellor or being a psychologist, you're not immune to that. Dealing with, I suppose, struggles and grief and loss and death and, I suppose, depression, all that sort of stuff. So it's not something that only affects certain people, and you're not immune to that if you're a counsellor, if you're a therapist, or if you're a psychologist. So yeah. I'm going through a healing journey myself where I suppose I'm dealing with grief and loss, and then I have family issues and personal issues and that sort of stuff. So I've used narrative, I suppose, to actually help me heal, but also for me to learn about it personally. I mean, when you're working in community and being in a small community as well, people know your business. It's, you live and work in that community, so people know you and know your family and that sort of stuff. So I think utilising those skills and techniques that you learn when you are studying narrative, you, I suppose, put that into play in your own life. And then when you're seeing people or yarning with people, it makes it a lot easier and you feel more comfortable with it.